This is a Limestone Coast Triple M podcast. Triple M, everything Limestone Coast.
Limestone Coasters, I've got something special for you this morning. I have got a singer-songwriter from the Limestone Coast who is on the line. She's doing great things at the moment. We get to find out all about it. Anne Fraser, good morning.
Good morning, Ewan. How are you?
Fantastic. Hey, Anne, how did you get into singing and songwriting?
Okay, so basically I grew up in a musical family. My father was a really good writer and a poet, and there was always music in the home. So it's been in me for a long, long time, but it's only really the last 15 months that I took it seriously and sat down and started writing, and then I just couldn't stop.
So what made you take things a whole lot more seriously, Anne?
It really started when I went to visit my mother last year, who lives away from here, and I came home and I was a little bit upset because she had a diagnosis, and I just sat down and wrote a poem for her that night. And the next thing, I was picking up a guitar that Christy Wallace had lent me, and I put music to it, and from then on I have not stopped.
And what gives you inspiration to write?
I have sat down and thought about that many times, because when I'm actually writing a song, it's quite frequent that I get to the end of the line in a verse or a chorus, and before the pens hit the paper for the second line, the word is already in my head. So I can't explain it. I like to think it comes from Dad, though.
And the last 15 months have been pretty impressive, obviously, with you starting this journey of songwriting again. But you're also doing some pretty amazing stuff at the moment. Tell me what's going on.
Yeah, so that started at the beginning of COVID, really, lockdown. I became involved with Artists United, which is an American movement aimed to unite artists all over the world. And Veronica Vitali wrote a song, Hymn for Humanity, which quickly became viral. And the next thing, they had radio backing and now TV backing. So that's how I became involved in that movement. So we're now with my son Blake, who's Blake Allen Media, we're doing a TV documentary here in Mount Gambier, South Australia. And yeah, we're going to send that over this week, and it features locals here and in South Australia. And one of my songs will also be featured in that episode.
Well, how does that make you feel? I mean, that's pretty awesome stuff, Anne.
It is. It's incredible. It's surreal, actually. Some things, I'm a great believer in things happening for a reason.
Yep.
And, I think it's just fallen into place, and I'm very, very grateful.
And for people who want to check out the stuff you've done, not only the singing but also the video, I mean, how can they find out more?
Yeah, sure. Well, they can contact me on Facebook, Anne Fraser Music and Lyrics, and we're under a bit of a product disclosure at the moment, but as soon as that's released in December, the episode will be able to be shared.
See, that is sensational. Yeah. And it really is cool what you're up to at the moment. I cannot wait to find
Thank
out what's
you.
Next for you guys. Thanks for joining us this morning to tell us about
no
it.
No worries. Thank you, Ewan.
On 963 Triple M, Anne Fraser joining me this morning. And I'm sure there's going to be some more great news for Anne over the course of the next couple of weeks, and we will share it with you right here at Triple M. If you'd like to know more, check out our Facebook page, because it's really, really cool.
Ewan for breakfast, 6 a.m. weekdays on the Limestone Coast Triple M. And always online at triplem.com.au.